Sing For Me by Pastor of Muppets. Chapter 1. A Gentleman.
OMG, yes, BB! Fucking time you covered this. Love it.
How is it Blackbeard's covers are always better?
'Cause metal is better. Facts.
OMG, I love your Disney covers. Amazeballs.
This is music. Suck it, beavers.
Skimming the comments never makes him happy. He doesn't have to, but Ed still flips through them when he's bored. Just gives an idea of the audience, he reasons. It's idle looking for anything specific. Engagement keeps people clicking, keeps the revenue for his metal covers. He jotted down anything that looked interesting, including a reminder to talk to Izzy about the Disney bullshit again. Izzy'll bitch about how they need to be careful, can't risk making the mouse litigious, but it's some of their highest watched content. Iz would bitch that they needed to keep that content in reserve in case the channel got desperate, since it was so popular.
Of course, can't let Iz know I actually liked Moana. He'd break his fucking jaw bitching.
Ed usually didn't care for the pale colours most music called to mind, but he'd liked how Moana had been emeralds and blues that reminded him of his home in Aotearoa. Honestly, Ed's bored. He's been bored forever. The pop song covers all start to feel the same. Maybe there's a weird riff, maybe there's a part that he plays at breakneck speed just for fun, but the effort of making the videos has been draining for so long. The fucking production of them takes forever when he'd rather just do what he used to. Sit in front of a camera and play a song. Even the comments are all the same. Someone insists that metal is better than pop, which, true. And some fawning insistence that he's great. Comments about him as a zaddy were increasing, and then there were the requests for songs, usually whatever is on the top of the charts, like he can't fucking read Billboard. But then he saw an actually interesting comment.
Shout out to all my peeps here, thanks to Ren and Revenge. Had to check out the metal version after RR version.
Spelling and grammar aside, it piqued his interest. What was Revenge and the Ren version? A quick search led him to the video in question. A cute blonde with a mop of curls dressed all in white, camera circling him from behind, showing off a rather nice arse. Then the music really kicked in. The original had been another insipid pop song, another Tonight's the Night bullshit that appealed to kids in their 20s. Ed's version had twanged this into a metal riff, complete with a generic heavy metal scream, the metal version of This Is a Good Time, and not really any more unique than the woo from the original. Blondie's version started with a twinging instrument Ed didn't recognize at first, until the camera circled to the front.
Is that a fucking lute?
He laughed, looking at the blonde. His lips were quirked in a smile, and his face looked dreamy as he played, fingers skillful. A second guy, darker skin and a riot of brown hair, entered playing another stringed instrument, but Ed barely noticed him. The blonde was smiling and playing, and it took Ed a moment to realize why. The maniac was having fun. It was new and strange, and Ed loved it.
When was the last time someone did something fucking unique, huh?
Ed muttered to himself. The original had been all pastels, pale and oddly joyless. Ed's version was dark shadows, jewel-toned highlights. This version looked like candy, cheerful yellow and joy. Ed hadn't seen music like this in years. Had he ever seen music be like this? Then the vocals came in. The original had been a poppy, slightly auto-tuned mess. Ed had used his throaty growl in his cover. This blonde man's voice was higher, a pleasant tenor, and fuck if it wasn't amazing. It burst into sunshine and fire in Ed's ears, and he found himself grinning madly along with the music. It was the sunshine of a late May day, but then the man's voice was like seeing a fucking solar flare, intense and gorgeous and a little frightening, but fuck, he loved it. When was the last time music had thrown Ed's synesthesia for such a loop? At some point in the video, the blonde moved to another instrument Ed doesn't recognize, but it added a layer of pastel and flowers to the song, infectiously cheerful. It didn't hurt that Blondie was cute as fuck. The song ended, and it cut to the blonde smiling.
Hi all!
Ed was shocked to hear a familiar accent.
I genuinely hope you enjoyed this video. As usual, we owe a debt to Frenchie for the wonderful lute playing. If you'd like to learn more about Frenchie's lute, my mandolin, or harpsichord, please check out our behind-the-scenes video. Thank you from everyone at Revenge.
There was a mumble off to the side, and the man chuckled.
Oh, and I'm supposed to remind you to like, comment, or subscribe. And subscribe?
He directed the last to someone off camera.
Oh, and subscribe. Anyway, thanks all.
Ed laughed at the ridiculous man. God, he was fucking cute. He skimmed through the description, finding the Twitter handle Ren_gent_revenge, as well as links for the_frenchiest_onion and Renaissance_revenge. Ed flipped over to Twitter and checked their posts. The Ren Revenge page, the main page, had posted pictures of instruments, including a violin and the lute-like thing. The Gent had mostly posts about the videos. Ed dug enough to see that the Gent mostly replied to people asking questions about instruments. Interesting. Under another video, he saw the description.
Thanks again to Frenchie for showing off his lovely lute. Other instruments, including violin, harpsichord, and mandolin, by SB.
Ed wanted to know more. The account seemed to be moderately successful. He went through and clicked into several songs. Some he recognized, and many he didn't. Frenchie was a common addition in the videos, but there was sometimes a darker-haired man, a heavier-set gentleman with mostly drums, and a few others. The blonde man was almost always there, and typically had more than one instrument. Some were instrumental only, and he was oddly disappointed. Frenchie sang sometimes, and his voice was buttery, but nothing like SB's voice. Whenever the blonde sang, Ed swore he could see swirls of sunshiny yellow and joy. The blonde was cute as hell, Ed decided. He wore ridiculous costumes, often frilly things around his wrists and collar. He often wore old-timey trousers, which were all tight to his extremely muscular legs and arse, which Ed very much enjoyed. He could have just been the model or vocalist, but then he found an early video where the blonde was holding a violin and explaining the difference between what looked like two violins. Ed couldn't tell anything different, really, until the blonde played a trill on the first one, and it was a pale pink swirl. Then he played a trill on the other one, and it was like a sunrise, a burst of colour, and he could taste the bright, happy bergamot.
Fuck. Nothing has made me taste music in years. Fuck.
Ed thought, almost breathlessly. His chest felt like it was missing something important. Whoever this SB cute blonde man was, Ed had to know more. He had to know everything. He was ready for Issy's afternoon check-in. He'd spent hours looking at this hot blonde's videos. He hadn't eaten anything, but felt full on this music. Ed opted to meet Issy outside, smoking a cigarette. He didn't indulge often, had to be careful with his voice, as Is ironically reminded him, but he'd indulge after a great meal. Or great sex. Or music that felt better than both.
What's up, boss?
Issy asked idly, coming over and pulling out his cigarettes.
Wasn't expecting you to be out here.
Ed replied, puffing out a ring he was relatively proud of.
I ran into something interesting today. I need you to find something for me.
He fished out his phone and sent the text he'd prepared, with the other page's information.
I want to meet this guy.
Izzy looked at his phone for a few minutes, and then looked up at Ed in surprise.
What? Why? This Ponzi nonsense? Did he insult you?
Ed shook his head.
No, the fucking music is. I want to meet this guy.
Iz looked back at the video, and Ed could see the sneer.
Why?
Dunno. Do a collaboration?
He's not Blackbeard style.
Iz cautioned.
You're hard rock. Heavy metal. I don't even know what to call this shit.
Iz clearly was still confused, looking at the page.
He did that same song at your last post. Fair amount of traction. But I don't think he's competition.
Didn't say he was, mate.
Ed countered, getting exasperated.
I said I want to meet him, maybe collab, don't know yet. But he's interesting and I want him.
That came out wrong.
I want to meet him.
Fine.
Izzy sighed.
I'll get one of the boys on it.
No, I want you to handle this. Personally.
He figured he wasn't just being a dick. Fang and Ivan were already going to be meeting with Ed that afternoon to prep their next video, and they wouldn't have time. Izzy would.
Fucking fine.
Izzy sighed.
I'll get back to you.
Steed loved this new job. Everyone had thought he was mad for giving up control of the family business, selling off his place in the conglomerate his father had held, walking away from his long education as a lawyer. But he hated the culture, hated the idea, hated the way things were managed. He held on to a few things he did enjoy, enough to provide a good income in a case. But no matter how many people had questioned it, Steed found his new job to be a delight. He loved the smell of the rosewood, loved the feel of it as he carefully sawed and fitted it. He loved the touch and feel of the soaked wood and the way they bent oh so carefully into the ribs of a violin. He loved stringing the instruments, putting that perfect pitch to use to get them sounding as pristine and sweet. He loved being a luthier and had dreamed of it since he'd learned that someone made those instruments. Ironically, that was his father's fault. When he bought a priceless Stradivarius violin, as an investment, obviously, and Steed's secret obsession was born. When Edmund Bonnet had found out, he'd sold the Strad and broken the other instruments in the house and pressured Steed into law school. That had been an odd reprieve, actually, for Steed, but when he'd graduated, early, naturally, Edmund had forced Steed into Hydro, the family business. Corporate law was the worst type, as far as Steed was concerned. With time, Edmund pressured Steed into the relationship with Mary. When a heart attack forced Edmund to resign, Steed had decided to take the opportunity to slip the yoke of his father's demands. He sold what he could, left the family business, and came out as gay. Steed had felt free for the first time in his life. Free to pursue his passion, leave his unhappy marriage, and do the things that he adored. A short apprenticeship, and then he was able to pen up his own luthier business. Which quickly started to drown. Of course, the market wasn't great. The economic downturn and all made it so no one wanted to pay for Steed's special, bespoke violins and violas, even if they sang like a pure angel. Most of his work was in fixing instruments that looked like they were made with pressboard, but he did love when he was able to do care for the classical instruments for museums. There was so little interest for the classics that he loved and wanted to save. And if the business struggled, it had plenty of savings to finance his dream. He'd also met so many wonderful friends. He'd come to realize that everyone he knew from before, all the friends he'd had through boarding school or business who were horrid people or bores and most didn't really like him anyway. Now he had real friends. Frenchie, a wonderful lute player, had come in for repairs and left with a freshly, delicately painted lute with lovely forget-me-nots. He had, briefly, entertained asking Frenchie out, as one of the few homosexual men he knew. But then Frenchie had launched Steed into his group of maniac friends, musicians and more, and suddenly he had basically no straight cis friends. And Steed realized he wasn't terribly attracted to Frenchie, but loved him as a friend, and all the friends that he'd collected. Frenchie had introduced him to Lucius, who was looking for work while Steed was looking for someone to help, and he'd gladly hired Lucius as his personal assistant. Despite his attitude, Lucius was fabulous at keeping appointments, made sure the bills were paid on time, and, as a self-described bonus, insisted on helping Steed with his social media presence. Lucius had suggested their first real video. Frenchie had played the lute and Steed played the mandolin, and they played well against each other. They'd played a pop song. Frenchie's choice had been Bonnie's Raid, and that had been such fun. Then the band retweeted it, calling it fire, and suddenly all their fans were flocking to watch the video. Bonnie's frontwoman had come in to get a violin designed as a result. Steed had adored the delicate steampunk-inspired detailing, and Bonnie had become a close friend. With time, they'd added more instruments, including all of Steed's strangest finds and his friend's impressive skills. He'd recently done bagpipes on a song by Lady Gaga, much to everyone's amusement. The woman herself had commented a string of emojis that Lucius assured everyone was extremely positive. Lucius did all of the video editing and also helped direct and decide how to do the videos in a way that caught attention. He also criticized when he felt like Steed was getting too involved in his odd finds.
Honestly, do you need so much of this thing?
Steed grinned.
The Rebecca? It's so much fun!
Steed argued as he scrolled through the comments on their last video.
The fuck is that thing at 217? Sounds like a kazoo on crack.
Thank you for watching. The instrument is literally called a racket. I imagine it's where we get the phrase from, too.
I have never loved Simone's music as much as I love this. You gotta do X's and oh no's. It's so good.
How wonderful. I love to hear recommendations. We'll have to look it up. Thank you for watching.
Bunch of fucking fuckheads ruining real music.
Block.
This is the music of time travelers. Like, if I went back to medieval Europe, this is what I'd play in my castle.
How flattering. The medieval period is a little before some of these instruments, but if you were in the Renaissance, certainly. If you want to hear some lovely renditions that are more from the medieval period, you can check out @harp_sick and listen to their music.
Steed noticed a direct message had come through. Typically, he would just let Lucius deal with them. That was why he'd hired the social media manager, right? For some reason he couldn't name, he clicked it.
Looking for SB. BB wants to meet you. I work for him, keep him happy. So tell me where you are and when you can meet BB. Easy ends.
Steed looked at it quizzically before something connected.
This is a creepy sex thing, isn't it? Oh, it's absolutely a weird sex thing.
This was like the fellow who wanted to have sex on the harpsichord, which absolutely not. It was far too valuable for that. So he sent...
Iggy, please go suck eggs in hell.
I'll let you know when the video editing is done.
Lucius told Steed from his bank of monitors.
I know that you have several things to do.
That was true. Steed had a viola to fix, a hurdy-gurdy from a local museum that he was tuning and repairing, and hopefully they'd accept his offer to play demonstrations on it, and his new violin piece was ready for ribs. All in all, a busy day. He turned on his favourite soundtrack, and listening to Leslie Odom Jr.'s delightful vocals, he got to working. Steed loved everything about his work. So why did he still feel vaguely lonely? Narration by Collected Noun.
Freaky Flob as Steed.
Cheesecake 3 as Ed.
Jail 305 as Easy.
Apple Sapling as Lucius.
With YouTube comments read by
Pandamug.
One Lost One.
Full of Hope 137.
WJ Gravity.
Farkenschnaffengottom.
As well as Daisy Diversions, Flower Parish, and Keiser Hawkland.